Welcome back, guys and girls, to Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk about connecting your spine to health conditions, my in-office talk. And what we did just talk about basically is how the nerves are become irritated versus being healthy. You'll actually get our nerve chart in our show notes, really look at that, understand how the spine connects actually medical conditions, okay? Also digestion, how that's affected by your nerves, and sleep and anxiety. A lot of my biggest thing is my new patients come in for back pain and neck pain. Yes, they do, and headaches too. That's our common thing. Once they start feeling better, the quality of life improves by sleeping better, by having less anxiety, by being more motivated for one too. So it does affect your attitude. A couple questions at the end from my audience was basically what happens during an adjustment, and also how does the spine rejuvenate or come back to what it was before. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you afterwards.
Here's our in-office workshop. We're going to talk about is how the nerves connect to affect your whole body. A lot of what we talk about in our office back there when a new patient is your x-rays. How's your x-rays look versus normal? How's it affect your muscle pain, joint pain, headaches, and those issues? I do ask about other issues too, but that's not a priority back there. Once you start feeling better, the goal is, how do I give you reasons why continue to stay healthy? Is what this class is for. Okay, a lot of what we talk about in this class here, not very long, will give you more things to ask me and Dr. Weaver questions about when you come back in again. Okay, start with the very first page. Mine's all ripped up, so always take notes on mine. Okay, the biggest thing, the purpose of what we do in our office is understanding our philosophy. Our philosophy is, how do we cause a joint to cause more motion in the spine? If things move better, the overall body gets better. As goes that purpose too, we shift the patient's perspective to want to understand that motion is actually healthy for you. I've talked to a lot of patients, probably most people in here, they're told, be careful what you do. Okay? Don't do any lifting. Don't lift your kids. Don't work out. Okay, my job and my philosophy is the opposite. Once you feel better, working out will actually help you get better and stay better. Your body motion is required to stay healthy neurologically, chemically, and also hormonally. Okay, that's science. That's not me talking or preaching. That's just science. Okay? Here, the first part here talks about each person has a health. Health is a choice for you. Okay? It's up to you to do what you want to do. It's not me or a medical doctor or a podiatrist telling you what to do. Use your common sense. Okay? Everyone here has a high school education somewhat. Realize that's enough to give you the common sense, what normal is, or find the right information. We have something called Google, right? Or YouTube. We talked about earlier, find anything on YouTube. Use that your information. Hopefully these videos too give people information about that, either on our podcast or our YouTube channel or Facebook. Okay, any questions so far? This is my idea of how the body forms based on these conditions. So in this chapter here, this paragraph talks about how the body develops over time. That correlates how your body develops nerve-wise too to control your body. Okay. So here, after the first 7 days of fertilization, we have what's called a primitive node. Okay. Where the actual body forms two things. Here and also here. Okay. What do you think these two are, the primitive streak and primitive node, as an adult or as a human, as a person? Bueller. Anybody? Anything. What do we have inside here?
Brain.
Brain, right? What connects the brain to the body? Nerve-wise. Spinal cord. I always got one of the younger toes got confused. Spinal cord is a soft tissue, bungee cord inside the spinal cord, inside the spinal column that we call that primitive streak before it's been born. It's all embryology type of stuff. Okay? This is right now the first thing to develop in your body because it's the most important. From here, everything grows out or develops out too. So here, in this position here, we have different things such as nerves that travel from the brain or primitive node down the same side of the body. Part of the body that spreads out here, here, comes down to the same side through the spinal cord. Here too. Again, this water system is your normal body's watering system that goes through the body, connect everything in the body. Okay? When we have that, we have different organs too, right? Come all the way through, we have the heart, we have, it's called the liver, also kidneys, even a spleen here too. Okay, and again, I have no artistic ability. My artistic is zero. If there's a negative, there's a negative, that's me. Okay? You get the idea, right? Okay, and again, I'm just going to draw some fins here. Amphibious person or human. Okay, it's all connected. The last thing is the form is your protection around the spinal cord and brain. It can be your skull. And also your bones of the spine. Okay, the spine itself, the vertebrae, all the way through. And your tailbone. Okay, that's, at least I got this tailbone, I think. Any questions about that? So before we're born, as long as we're born this way, the body should come out healthy and should stay healthy. What happens is when we're born, then we start growing and go through life, we have stressors that affect us. The bigger body will want to adapt to those stressors. Okay. Any questions about the first page, my developmental skills and my art skills? You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Second, the first bullet point, the first page, it says, but what controls the development and function of the human body through life? Energy that travels, you know, impulses through the nerves. So I'm going to raise my art skills here. So you guys don't have to anguish over this and get nauseous. Get this thing out of here. That area. If we have a nerve and we blow it up, the microscope, it will look like this. Like a tube. Okay? That tube, the way energy works, like talks about here, electrical impulse, is a sine cosine type of a wave. Understand how waves work? How they work? Do you guys understand that? Anyone? So I can't confuse you then. Okay, I'm gonna make it up in my head. So here we have, say, a normal nerve where it travels normally, normal voltage, nice and smooth, right? Nice and relaxed. It's like almost calming, like a wave. Okay? Here, the nerve is irritated, that wavelength is very jagged because it's irritated. All right, this is electricity. This is how the body should work. Talk about subluxation in a second, too, how that works. Here, if the nerve is irritated, let's go back here. If the nerve is relaxed, how's the muscle going to be? Is the muscle going to be tight, relaxed? Or spasm, right? Easy stuff. Okay? How about here? If the nerve is irritated, will the muscle be relaxed or
spasm?
Sharp pain sometimes too. Here, something is somewhat flatlined. What's that? Is the muscle going to be not spasmed, not normal, but weak? Someone comes in and tells me they have leg weakness. I go, uh-oh. They've gone from normal to here to here. That's nerve shutting down now. Let's check the body. Okay, that's what we worry about. Any questions about that? So our body is a voltage. It works on very low voltage to control things around the body. The nerves control everything in the body, so we make sure that's working properly as much as possible. That's why we focus on the spine. That's where about 70%, 70, actually cause nerve injuries from the spine itself. Okay? The last part here, we talked about this earlier, talked about chiropractors have coined the term subluxation, derived from the Latin term sub meaning less than light, lux meaning light. So less than light is what affects that. So we talk about energy, that's energy going from here to here to here. Same thing as light. How do we make things better? By making that nerve fire better, so the symptoms being from subluxation that affect the body, remove also too. Subluxation is the problem in the body. We want to make sure you reduce that, make things better. Okay, so your paperwork, not a problem at all, makes sense. Okay. Second page, this is the fun part. This is the first part that I get, the boring part, kind of, at least for me. Now we get to why you're here, understand how to get and stay healthy. These are the five factors of health. You see in your paperwork, it's going to be exercise, diet, sleep, PMA, whatever that means, and also H&S, whatever that means. We'll go over that in a minute, or 2 minutes. Okay. First one, exercise. First factor of health. Again, like my artistic skills, penmanship is not much better. Okay. Exercise. Now we're going to use the second chart here to understand how that works. The second chart, you'll get this in the video notes too, when I post the video. is really the goal as a chiropractor, it's not a chiropractic chart, is to remove the subluxation in the spine and make these symptoms on the right-hand side go away. The middle part's the location of the overall body. Okay, talk about exercise number one. You see my notes. Subluxation of C6. So you take your chart, go down from C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, everyone there? Okay. When you go over from there, you're going to see problems such as neck muscle locations of problems, neck muscles, shoulders, and tonsils. When you go over to the far right, you're going to see stiff neck, pinned upper arm, tonsillitis, whooping cough, and croup. Okay. Does that make sense? You know what croup is?
Mm-hmm.
What's croup? I don't know what croup is.
It's the bad cough that gets into your,
That's
you can hear it, it's in your lungs.
Sounds like croupy, croupiness. Get deep, deep thing, okay? So all these things affect not just the muscles, right? Affects other parts of the body too. The same nerve controls the muscle, causing stiffness and pain, controls also how the tonsils will function. Any questions about that? It's like, wow, I didn't know that. Some people.
Okay. So that's what causes like stiffness in the arm, allocating.
Exactly. So the nerves in the neck, they travel down the arm, causing stiff, the stiffness, pain, even weakness too. That's part of it. Okay. Second part. We'll skip down. So if you understand how that means, let's go to the very bottom part where it says subluxation at L4 on the exercise column, that paragraph or whatever it's called, that area. Let's go down to L4 to get the idea of how the chart works. Okay, everyone there? Cool. Talks about location being the prostate for men, obviously. Muscles of the lower back and sciatic nerve pain. Okay. Okay, we talked about also too the stuff in the symptoms. And do you know what sciatica is? Everyone know what that means?
Yeah.
What is sciatica?
I've had that before.
Exactly, right? It's all these nerves that come from the lower back. They form one trunk and they branch down the leg, down the side, down the back, the groin to the back to the lower leg too. You come from any part of that area. Okay, L4 is major one right now. Calcitic pain, which is basically a lumbalgia, is low back pain, general low back pain, difficult, painful, frequent urination, and back aches. I had a patient come in about probably 2 years ago, only in his 30s. Horrible back pain, low back pain. Could barely move, barely walk, screaming, just really in dramatic, physically in danger. Took his x-rays were horrible. The biggest thing I saw when I talked to him was he had not urinated in 3 days. Drink water. And because of this, we know that if the bladder becomes stressed because the nerves will become irritated, you won't be able to urinate. Restrict too much. So his right to ER, surgery next step.
Wow.
That's how the body works.
This
is the L4. It was actually his disc was blown out.
Wow.
It had ruptured and torn already.
Oh,
we had to have surgery, that's all I could do. Sorry. Okay, we want to make sure we catch those things, knowing how the nerve chart works. You're going to know now, too, that how the body works. Okay, so you don't urinate for like 4 or 5 hours, don't worry. Give yourself some time.
No.
Drink some more water or something, I don't know. Okay, next one is diet. Next after health. 2. Diet. Okay, none of us eat well all the time, we're human. But what happens when we eat, and every time we eat, we have stomach problems. We have indigestion. It doesn't want to go away. Okay, this goes away now from what we used to talk about a second, how muscles work, and we're going to how the body works overall, the organs work. So we go down to T6 in your chart, right toward the middle of the chart, the middle of the paper. Talks about affecting just the stomach. Okay? Affects the stomach, causes stomach problems. Nervous stomach, congestion, heartburn, and dyspepsia. You know what dyspepsia is? I don't know. It is some type of condition. Who knows? If you have it, then you figure it out, but not knowing about it.
Okay.
Look it up later. Google it. I don't know. Okay. I never know what it before. It's been a while. So realize someone comes in with those problems. I look at their overall posture and go, okay, where's your body? Is your body like this, normal, like I am? Is it perfect? Or is your body like this? Okay. Body coming down. If it is, T6 will pop out, making it lock up, affect the nerve. People sometimes will have problems where the rib pain here, nerves come between the ribs, all the way through the front of the body, causing even chest pain. People that come in all the time, about 3-4 times a year, They come in, they've been cleared by a cardiologist, and if they don't have a heart problem, their body's under stress, so they do this. Concave posture, they have chest pain because now that nerve is making that heart overly stressed, they have a higher rhythm. Any questions about that? Anything yet? So you guys are all dazed and confused.
Everything's
on my knowledge.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
My knowledge. Crazy.
Mine is low.
Wow. Sleep. Biggest thing people do, they don't get enough sleep. It's number three. Okay? Different reasons too. This is just one of the reasons. There may be two of the reasons. Sleep. Big letters. Sleep. Let's go down. Let's go up to C1. The first nerve root. Okay? It says blood supply of the head, pituitary gland, which is something up there, scalp, bones of the face, brain, inner middle ear. Okay, that's one thing people get sometimes, ringing the ear, buzzing, things like that too. Hear a voice, that's not this condition. That's different condition, you know what that is. See a therapist or something. Okay, sympathetic nervous system, you know what that means? This is a good one. This is something to where sympathetic, I have other charts too, but I'll focus on this one. That's your stress response. Okay? Your body is very intelligent and very caveman-like. So if it sees a tiger, it runs, or it goes, just take me now. It's instinct. Okay, you see a scary movie, what happens in October right now too? My scariest movie is probably The Grudge. Horrible. I think the Japanese remake. They're just really weird-minded over there. But overall, when you see that, you get like that feeling back again, like, oh my God, here it comes again. Okay? So realize, the body hits that, and once you get away from that stress, what happens is your body goes back to normal. The problem is when you don't change your environment, don't change your posture, don't change how your body does, and it has to adapt to that stressor, and your body has to sometimes break down, go into fatigue. Okay? That's what's happening with a lot of people. But if you're not because you're in a car accident, or ran into a wall, because things happened over time. So our body will respond by doing this, and how we know this happens, what we know is we see the x-ray. We see that forward head posture, head coming here, structure coming here too. We know, okay, it's locked up there, causing that symptom. Any questions about that?
That's why I was waking up and stressed that night.
It's all locked up, you wake up and go, I just slept and I feel worse than I was before. And when you don't sleep, what happens is, you become anxious. Your body chemistry changes. Your hormones change. Your body goes, and that wakes up and goes, I'm not feeling good today. Most people do. They see their doctor, not their psychologist, their doctor, prescribes Xanax, Ambien, whatever it is to make you feel better. That's the biggest thing. And a lot of it is when you get the medications, it may last a couple of days, and also come back, so you want more medication. You get addicted to medication too. It's it all the time. Our job is to fix that C1 nerve root by fixing the spine, so those symptoms go away. The symptoms of that, again, on the far right-hand side of C1 is gonna be headaches, nervousness, insomnia, head colds, high blood pressure, migraines, headaches, nervous breakdowns, amnesia, chronic tiredness, dizziness. Like, this is all me.
I'm like,
exactly.
It's all me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Anthony.
You're picking on
it's all about her. Fine.
Your story.
But that's, I have a doctor's wife, she's a nurse, comes in here because she has high blood pressure. That feels fine, but she realizes because she understands the science behind it, why it's effective to help high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Okay? Any questions about that? These are the harder ones. This is like the upper dimension forces here. Okay, that's the key.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, is that the PMA one?
Yes.
PMA, right?
Yes.
PMA. I'd be too creative, sorry. Okay. What do you think? Now that you know all this information, what have we not talked about that can help you stay better?
Posture?
Close. Not PMS. A lot of people say PMS. It's not going to help you. Especially you guys, we just get destroyed by PMS. How about up here? Your attitude. Okay. A lot is attitude. Because the spine is under stress, your nerves are under stress, that attitude becomes very intolerant, very grouchy, and very anxious. That's just how the body responds. When it's under stress too long, it starts shutting down. So again, that feeds back to less sleep. Feeds back to eating improperly because it feels better to eat properly. Sugars, carbs, whatever it is. You don't want to exercise when you feel bad. No one does. Okay. Long term, your body shuts down. That'll cause bad posture. That'll cause things to where your lifestyle, your quality of life becomes less and less and less. Your quality of life just drops. So again, you're in the doctor, take medication, or do you find out what the cause is? I'm not here to fix your attitude. I'm here to fix the problem to cause when things become abnormal. Then you go back to this as an effect of the spine and nerves getting better. Okay, so I'm supposed to positive. Chemistry sign positive. Mental attitude. Two T's, people, two T's. And then one T at the end. Okay. Last one is four, is five, sorry. Again, can't even count today. H. That's a big long word. N. Glad I worked out today, my back's not gonna hurt. Just fine. H and S. What does that stand for? Wow.
Wonder my healthy nervous system.
Gosh dang, you're good, David. Wow, I didn't know that. You saw my video from last year, I think. That's the most important thing. When you go back to your nerve chart, it says at the very top, I'll read it because it's very specific. You know what Gray's Anatomy is? What book that is? That's the Bible. For anyone who studies human physiology, that's the Bible for that stuff. I think it updates every. I think I have like the third edition back there. It's like historic or something. But the update, that tells you everything the body can do, any functional problems or abnormalities, all in that book. Okay? The nervous system controls and coordinates all organs and structures of the human body. One more time, the nervous system, when it's healthy and when it's unhealthy, controls and coordinates all the organs and structures of the human body. If that's not working properly, everything else suffers. Our job is to make sure you understand by keeping the nervous system healthy, by keeping your spine healthy, so you can stay healthy, overall body stays healthy. And you can do what you want to do. You can tolerate more stressors in your life than you couldn't before. I'm not a doctor who can tell you go change your job, you know, quit your job, go do something else. It's ridiculous. But how do you tolerate more stress? Is our body's meant to do that the right way. And they all applied and said that was a great class, best class I've ever heard in my life. Thank you very much. Any questions at all? Any questions at all?
That was good. Like,
yes.
I mean, I guess the most important question I think I would have personally, since I have a lot of this going on.
Yes.
Denise
pointed out, I know.
She pointed out the place, sold you out. Can you explain what happens when we do the adjustments?
Good.
On these areas.
I'm going to grab my model. We cause more motion in the spine. At that point, the disc space increases, so the nerve root where it comes out of increases too. That canal opens up to allow the pressure off the nerve, so down the line, everything that's subluxated, that reduces those symptoms. By causing the spine to come back to better normal, by having a better curve in the neck and lower back, neck 35 degrees, lower back 42 degrees, at that point it stays unlocked. When your neck is straight, it reverses, it locks in place. Got to get things back to better normal. So we take the x-rays in your treatment plan, whatever it is, so you see that improvement over time. That's what makes it so important for us to see the objective finding, not just how you feel. Because I can release you after you feel better. Problem is, be back in 2 weeks. We're not going
to
fix anything. I'm not fixing anything. I get what you're saying. You go crazy if I don't fix anything. You have like a water leak that you put a band-aid on every time it leaks. You go, I'll place a band-aid in another week. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's my metaphor or something, whatever it's called. Again, English, art, not my best skills in the world, ever. Any other questions? That's why when we treat people, their quality of life increases. That's the plan. I don't care about all this. I care about your quality of life. Get that better so it stays better. It's up. At that point, that's why people come back 3-4 times a year. I just feel really good. How are you doing? I'm maintaining my stretches, Doc. I'm maintaining my exercises. My body feels healthy, I feel strong. That's all I'm looking for. So you stay that way. And refer your friends and family in too. Keep the lights on. Get my taxes.
Yeah.
Alright. Any other questions? William?
Good. This you is just weird. Explained, I mean, the basically everything you taught me.
Talk
I mean,
about
since
four,
I'm
exactly.
Every day.
This is you getting stronger again, getting healthy again, getting away from medication, getting your body exercising, not waiting for the next day. Gotta move, you have to move. Close to days too, is when you move well, you get well.
Well, the medicine is basically what you give us exercises. So if you're feeling that stress like I do, I'll start to exercise and went in and there, whatever. What needs to be done?
When you cause
taking medication.
When you cause motion in the spine, neurologically hits the brain. Brain causes a chemical reaction. Chemical reaction causes your adrenals to kick in hormones to make you feel better. That's the best thing in the world. In moderation. People that I've off for a while that I told hold off working, I was getting better first, go back and they work out the first time and they go, man, I'm really sore afterwards. What do you do? I told them to do about 20 minutes on treadmill, they do an hour because they felt good. The drill kicks in, they go, I feel great. And I say, wake up, like, I can't move. Because you feel good. You feel sometimes do good. That's the plan to get there. Find that happy medium, wherever it might be, work in their range every day. Yes?
So does the actual disc, like, rejuvenate?
Yes.
Okay.
I have x-rays. I have videos and posts and x-rays for the lower back, about 10 of them, neck about probably 10 or 12, of showing the results of the pre and post x-ray at disc increasing. Like an elbow, if you cause more circulation, muscles blow, have that blood flow, stay strong, get stronger. If you lock it up, it weakens and atrophies. Same thing with the spine. If you cause more motion in the spine, the disc will heal, become thicker, and get that space to increase in time. Then once we see that, then we can increase more load by adding more weight to your body when you exercise to stay even stronger, tolerating more stress. Not to lift 500 pounds, but enough for beyond your body weight at that point to feel even stronger. You need the load, the muscles to get stronger. Joints handle more pressure, so it maintains that load all the time. So when someone starts working out, I go, how are you feeling? I feel pretty sore, doc. I go, great. That means your body's working. You're moving your body around. You have to continue doing that. Don't stop doing it. Once you get to where things feel better, muscles stronger, then your body relaxes. That's good stress by working out. I want someone to feel sore because they're pushing their body more. Any other questions? That's it. All right, make sure you tip your waiters and waitresses. Get out of here. Have a good night.
Hope you enjoyed the show today and understand that there is a science behind chiropractic care to alleviate these problems without medications and surgery. Our job is to give you the tools once you release that pressure in your spine so the pain goes away so you can keep it away. At that point, your body can tolerate more stressors and overall stay healthy. Again, go to the show notes too. There is a nerve chart in there. Look at that chart. Understand that is a science-based chart. It's through Gray's Anatomy. Gray's Anatomy is the Bible for anyone who studies human physiology. Overall, they understand how the body works, moves, and functions. So our job is to make the body function at a higher quality. Your job as a person is understand the information and do the work, maybe exercise, stretching, attitude, even yoga or meditation, and eat properly enough so your body can stay healthy and avoid long conditions, actually avoid, if possible, taking heavy medications and or surgeries. Okay, and again, the show notes have all these links. I'm going to back link to other videos and also talks that I've done in the past to understand in detail exactly what you want to learn, again, to keep your body healthy, right? Hope you enjoyed the show today, and hopefully you get back again. And again, contact us through the, I'm going to have links to our Facebook and also YouTube. So leave comments, please. Leave feedback. I want to understand what you want to know. Overall, I can keep you healthy and come back again and again. All right? Enjoy health from the inside out, and you'll see you in the next episode. Have a great day.